Dear friends of WCGA AM 1100 Wonderful Coastal Georgia and those who have listened to my program, The Bigger Picture, this is the final segment of the final program in the series of The Bigger Picture, America's Past, Present, Future, written in black and white. And it's now my obligation, because I committed myself to do so, to tell you where I think we really are headed and what is going to happen. And I'm going to caveat with this comment. This is God's world. He is in charge. And though I am dispensational in my theology, believing that God is acting purposely in time to a particular event, and I have a certainty that we live in the final apocalyptic age, the beginning of it, and I see everything, that, including what happened in October the 6th or 7th of this year in Israel with the invasion of Hamas forces and their unspeakable cruelty, to include putting live babies in ovens. These representatives of the Islamic faith that I lived in so long and learned to loathe with an intense hatred. Do I not hate those who hate you? And there is no correlation between the Christian faith and Judaism and what Islam has wrought and what they will soon, I believe, bring upon this country. As I wrote in a letter to five black pastors, included in pages 329 and 334 of my book, The Bigger Picture, written in 2014. America is under God's judgment. In Isaiah chapter 3, pretty much illustrates that. In the first couple chapters, it says the things that God takes away from a nation that is culture that is under his judgment. It takes away food and water, you know, drought, famine. We have some odd weather in the West right now, wildfires. We have great leaders that are suddenly missing and taking away. Our craftsmen, our artisans go away, those who produce the things essential to our economy, and other stuff that too lengthy to discuss right now in the few moments I have left. But God softens up a culture, and those things he did, go read it for yourself, Isaiah 3, the first couple chapters, and see that, yeah, that's kind of what's happening in America today. And then the next thing that happens is men become passive and recessive. The Bible verse says, and every man shall take his brother by his sleeve and say, you rule over this rabble. I don't have anything in my house to allow me to be your leader. And that man will say, don't depend on me, because I don't have anything either. I won't rule over this rabble. Men who won't stand up and take charge, Raffensburgers and Brian Kemps and others like that, whom I have incredible contempt. And they produce children who are violent. There's nothing worse than a passive father and a dominant mother to produce dysfunction in a child. And this generation that we have in the streets right now calling for the destruction of Jewish people and other things they don't even understand is an indication of how fathers have failed in this country. And I'll tell you what, black leaders will tell you themselves, it's the failure of fathers and have fathers in black homes that has created the disproportionate violence in the black community. And the third thing is evil. Witch-like women begin to take over. We just read about single women now who are eschewing having children, the essential function of every culture, a man and woman raising godly citizens for the next generation, taxpayers. And young women are choosing now to go on cruises and do other things of self-actualization rather than having and raising children. And then same witch-spirited women like AOC and Nancy Pelosi and, oh, you name them. They're infecting this country and they're tearing it down. That's the third thing. Then the fourth thing that God says indicates the collapse of a country is feckless leadership. Can you say Joe Biden and the Democrats? Feckless. Feckless. And the nation falls. The last half of chapter 3 deals with some pretty tough words to women. I suggest you read it. And then the very first verse of the fourth chapter says, after all that happens, there'll come a day when 7-8 women will take the sleeve of one man and say, let us go with you. For we hear that you've got substance in your house. You know, you just give us your name and take away our reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we have sissy, passive men. We have androgynous, witch-like, childless, single women of all races. We have violent children led by the black children who have gone fatherless in the culture and who are now being encouraged in the streets to do what they want. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is in the final minute of this program. I do not believe America can be saved. I do not believe there will be another election. I believe we will be in anarchy and under martial law. I do not believe that Joe Biden will be president. I believe that we will see appointed, as happened in the Nixon departure with when Gerald Ford became president. We will probably see someone like Michelle Obama ultimately as the president of the United States under martial law with a deputy like Mr. Clyburn of South Carolina, or perhaps even, let's just be ridiculous, somebody like Ocasio-Cortez as vice president. America is under God's judgment, but we cannot quit. We must act as if we're going to win, and we must fight until we can't fight anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, America's worth saving. Act as if we can. Men, be men, and push back against this incredible darkness that the Democrats have brought upon us. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.